not by birth, family but not by DNA. Dave and Adam are two of a kind, and they wanna borrow some of your day to talk into your ear holes about midichlorians and roller coasters. Those two things are unrelated, but so are they. They're unrelated at birth, like most people who aren't related. Unrelated at birth, but they're brothers in a brotherly way. Now it's time for the phenomenal brother and the golden voice of the South. They're brothers from different mothers, but they're both really proud to be unrelated at birth.
And welcome into the one, the only unrelated at birth. I am the one, the only, the great golden voice of the South, human jukebox, Dave Adams, all the way from the top of the state of Alabama, here in the Unrelated at Birth podcast studios. But unfortunately, this week, I haven't brought along my friend, the phenomenal brother, Adam Russell, all the way from the middle of the state of Florida, because, well, he's still in the middle of the state of Florida, but he's not at his studio. He's on vacation. But I have brought along a friend of the show. You've heard him before. All he does is make fun of me. Terry Weaver from on top of me in Tennessee. Terry, what's going on, man?
Man, I'm here. I'm just sitting here thinking about people who call soup dip.
Hey, look, I heard you talk bad about me on WDW Today this week.
Yeah, it was a thing.
But Logan agreed with me. He said, well, it does come with that bread, and you got to dip it, and you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the defense stopped once you moved into like other soups being called dip.
Well, see, I didn't say that. You're the one that said Olive Garden was a dip. No, Olive Garden soup is a soup.
All right, now you're backtracking. Let's get on with this thing. We're doing a show within a show.
We are. All right. So what we're doing is we're doing Top of the World is taking over Unrelated at Birth. You're going to hear the Top of the World feed on Unrelated at Birth. So we're going to take it away. Here's Top of the World.
This is Top of the World, the Disney Vacation Club podcast. A proud part of the WDW Today and Laugh-O-Gram Studios family. Join us as we talk parks, points, perks, and all things DVC, and how to get the most out of your membership. Here they are, Dave Adams and Terry Weaver.
Well, welcome home. I'm Terry Weaver.
And I'm going home.
Yeah, you're going to make your first trip actually to the Top of the World Lounge, I imagine.
Oh, of course. We are flying in. We're recording this on a Sunday afternoon. We are flying into Disney on Friday. We land in Orlando about 10 o'clock in the morning on Friday.
Okay.
And first stop will be Grand Floridian. Throw our bags down and go to Hollywood Studios.
Oh, okay. Throwing your bags down.
Well, we're only there for Friday and Saturday. We fly back out on Sunday.
Okay, yeah. Just throw them down. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you got to do something, right?
You know, you're at the NBA resort.
Yeah, I was actually a little shocked that I was able to find a reservation at the Grand Floridian. I thought that was blocked off.
No, because you can't block off the DVC rooms.
Okay.
That creates a bit of an issue. Well,
I probably won't be able to get into the actual Grand Floridian.
I think you can get into the lobby. I think they're in like the sub buildings.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think they're, and they've got like one of the pools closed for them, and I know that like you're starting. I don't pay attention to the NBA. I haven't watched since Michael Jordan retired.
Yeah.
The second time. Yeah, so like...
So wait, you didn't watch his third retirement, but you watched his... okay, gotcha. I'm a big Mike fan too, but I don't count the Wizards days.
I grew up in D.C.
Hmm.
So
okay, you kind of had to. So that was his third retirement.
Yeah, whatever. I lost count. He retired so many times.
But
were
yeah,
they the Wizards then, or were they still the Bullets?
They were the Wizards because he had the cool. It was the blue riding Wizards. They were wearing the white jerseys, not the ones they're wearing
now. I probably
now.
Need to get one of those jerseys.
Oh, I'd love to have one.
I'm sure they're still somewhere for sale.
I've actually got a black Bulls 45 jersey.
The NBA is still going to sell as much Jordan merchandise as they can.
Yeah, the problem is, though, I have nowhere to wear a basketball jersey. Like yeah, I can.
Nobody wants to see me in a basketball
right.
jersey.
A grown man can legit wear a football jersey, a baseball jersey, a soccer. What do you call those? They don't call them jerseys. They're soccer.
They're jerseys, but they call them something else. I forgot.
Yeah. You can wear an NHL sweater. But if you see a grown man walking around Walt Disney World or wherever with an NBA jersey on, go the other way, because he's not a grown man.
Now, I will say this. The old school, like a lot of these Wizards jerseys were, I'm looking at them right now. They have the wider, they're a little more like a sleeveless shirt than they are
no.
like a tank top.
Terry Weaver.
Terry. I don't think, here, so you know my position on this issue, and this really comes to play at Walt Disney World. I don't think they should make a tank top over a size small. I don't want to see a grown man in a tank top, period.
Agreed.
So, like...
Agreed.
Like, yeah. I get it, the dudes that have the tats covering the sleeves, they want to show it off, but I don't want to see that. But that's not this episode. This episode, we're talking about a couple of things. So, I think it's best if we get the beefs out of the way.
Oh, what grinds your gears?
Yeah, and so what I understand is you didn't bring a beef, but I promise you that you're gonna come to my beef. You're gonna like what the Weaver's cooking today.
All right. So here's the deal, though. I didn't bring a beef because I'm going home this week.
Yeah,
man.
You're just excited to go. I'm sure you'll find some beefs when you get there.
Oh, I know I will. I know I will.
when your skin starts melting off your hands from all the hand sanitizer. So here's my beef. Later in the week, kind of breaking news, starting in the beginning of September, I think September 9th to be exact, if I recall. It seemed like it was after our anniversary. But they're going to basically reduce park hours by 2 hours every day.
For some parks. One park's only getting a one. No, okay. Magic Kingdom's only getting a one-hour reduction.
Okay, currently. But my problem is they're doing it. I wish the parks would just open at noon. And maybe that's just because, for me, that's when I go to the park anyways. I don't go to the park until noon. But to have the park, for me, in the way that I enjoy the parks, they're basically reducing the amount of time I can use my annual pass by 20%. Not to mention I have a hard time. So I expect, this is where my entitlement's going to come out. I'm putting my entitled cast annual pass holder hat on right now.
At like, Terry Weaver. No.
No, but dude, I mean, I bought a pass for normal park, and I get it. This is a different time, but it's starting to be to the point. I'm starting to feel just say it. Just say don't come, please. We don't want your money. We'd rather you stay home.
Okay.
Because we're getting closer again, and I get it. It's people are, but having the parks, some of the parks are closing like 5 o'clock. What are the parks closing at 5 o'clock?
Animal Kingdom. But it used to always close at 5 o'clock.
That's ludicrous.
But it did.
But that's when there was two attractions in the park, Dave.
And there's three attractions in the park now.
Yeah.
Four.
The shows are closed, right?
Who was it that said that Animal Kingdom on WTW Today, that Animal Kingdom was their favorite park? Was that Matt Lott?
Dude, I think Animal Kingdom is... If you wanted me to rate U.S. theme parks... This will upset some folks.
Probably me.
California Adventure. Animal Kingdom. Disneyland. Hollywood Studios. Epcot. Magic Kingdom would be the last place for me for U.S. parks.
I have no words, Jerry Weaver.
Dude, I mean, it's just Joe Rohde is my homeboy, man.
Okay, Joe Rohde is great, but here's my problem with Animal Kingdom. And I think I've said this to you. I don't know, but I don't like to go to a theme park where I hear animal good, human bad. Well, that is shoved down your throat all the time at Animal Kingdom.
Eventually, you just learn to ignore the agenda. You know, as you can tell by some of our reviews, people assume we have one. I just learned when I don't like what people say to ignore it and happily go on with my life.
So what about Animal Kingdom makes it your favorite park on property?
It's super immersive. There's times that I've said for a long time that the Walt Disney theme parks are the largest art exhibit in the world. Mm-hmm. And when there's a few places, when you can get in a place and kind of do a 360 and forget you have to do a check to make sure. And it's probably even worse now that there's no people there. Because literally all the parks are starting to look like their concept art.
Right.
That, man, you know, you're starting to get to the place where, you know, you get into Animal Kingdom in places and you just forget that you're anywhere but where you're supposed to be. You know, when you cross the bridge into Africa, dude, it's super immersive.
It is.
You forget you're there. I mean, and I've been in the third world from the way the fake electrical wires enter the buildings and all of that. Like, it's just super well done. All of the details, I feel like Imagineering had the access to the resources that they needed to actually build that park right.
Thank you, Michael Eisner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. And the same thing happened at California Adventure the second time when they had to fix it because they cut the budget.
Right.
You know, it's sort of like, you know, actually my least favorite area of the park is the Avatar area because they ran out of money. And they didn't put in another attraction, another restaurant, almost kind of like what happened in Galaxy's Edge, where it's like, I don't know what you spent the money on, but you ran out of money. But anyways, there's just something special about that park, man.
Okay.
It's super immersive. It's super well done. I mean, I love Hollywood Studios, but it's still not right. It's still not finished. There's a lot you need to add. There's a lot of problems with Animal Kingdom. It needs more to it.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I'm going to go. Hollywood Studios is probably my favorite of the four, just because I've always loved it. Even before they started shutting things down and revamping it, that was my favorite park.
Yeah. It was the first park I went to at an age where I remember going.
Yeah, mine too, actually.
Yeah, I mean, like, I went as, like, on when we were on tour with Drama Team, and we could go to any of the parks we wanted to go to.
Yeah.
And we almost all of us chose Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
And that was in, you know, we went in 19, that would have been in 1990. Oof.
So it was still MGM then.
Oh, it was MGM Studios. It was 1992, 93?
It opened in 89 or 92. I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember. It was very early on in its opening. I mean, it was the great movie ride.
Oh, yeah. The original one.
Yeah, there was the great movie ride. It was, you know, Catastrophe Canyon. It was, I guess, Star Tours was there at that time.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Star to the Streets of America.
They had the Backlot Tour.
Yeah, the Backlot Tour. That's Catastrophe Canyon.
Yeah, right. Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones. Yeah. So. Yeah, I just.
So you just don't like them closing the hours and all that. So here's. You say I was going to, you know, co-sign with your beef. I'm actually going to beef on you.
Yeah, dude. Probably. I mean, it's just you got to pick something, right?
Well, right.
Even if they felt like they needed to close a park a day, I get what they're trying to do.
It's money. It's business. It's not because of COVID.
It's right. And see, exactly. And that's my biggest beef with businesses everywhere. It is tax free restaurant week in the state of Tennessee. So we've been going to restaurants or ordering out, and we've been leaving the tax we would have paid, which in Tennessee is almost like 9.5%. We've been leaving that as a gratuity. We've been tipping servers over what we normally would do, just because, man, they've had a rough year, and so we have the ability to do that, and so we've gone out at least once every day the whole time. So for this weekend, and there's a lot of things. A prime example: one of our favorite restaurants is a restaurant called Uncle Julio's.
Mm.
And when we go to Uncle Julio's, we get the guacamole and queso combination. But I don't know if you know that a lot of the restaurants have been taking things off the menu.
Yep.
So they still have the guacamole. They still have the queso, but they took the combination off the menu.
Why?
To simplify the menu. So they still had all the parts. They just didn't have the button on the register anymore. But, you know, it always follows, well, with everything going on and all. It's like, no. That's just you guys being stupid, right? Like, that doesn't save you anything. That's not fixing any problems. And I feel like that's what we're going to enter. And the airline industry did this after 9/11. They did it with baggage, because I used to fly Southwest all the time. I used to fly for business. I used to sell merchandise when I would travel and speak at, you know, events, because I'd be on the road with bands a lot. And so a lot of times my wife would go with me, and we would have the full 6-bag allotment, because I would have 4 giant, like, body bag sized duffel bags of merchandise, T-shirts that I would sell. You know, hey, dude, we'd fly through an airport looking like crazy people, right? But it was
crazier, right? Yeah, crazier.
It was how we paid our bills, right? And so, but all of a sudden, post 9/11, oh, you can only bring 2 bags now. And a lot of the airlines have completely done away with bags, and you've got to pay for bags. And that's just kind of like they take advantage of an opportunity. And I sure hope that Walt Disney World isn't going to stoop to that level. And I'm afraid they are. I'm afraid we've seen the end of fast passes for free. And I get it. You've got to reduce the hours. I just don't like it. And if you're going to do it, give me something for doing it.
And they did. They gave me something.
That's a new deal. That deal was done. They gave you something for the other things that happened. They just did that this week. They haven't given you anything this week.
Not yet, but we don't know what's right. It's brand new, so we don't know.
I think what they should have done, and this is I should have had the opportunity to basically pause my pass and resume it when it would be a normal pass again, because they keep taking things away. Hopping's not an option, right? I can't hop,
right?
So you know, anyway, let's get on with the show. We've beefed enough.
We'll unbeef it. We'll hear something about that one.
Oh, dude, people will complain about it, and that's just what they don't like. They don't like our opinions, and I get it. I completely understand why the Disney company is doing it.
Yeah,
I just don't think it's. I don't think it's the best. And maybe the goal is to just completely obliterate. And it's coming off the heels of our good friend and friend of the show, Bob Chapek, who basically said, screw you, pass holders. We like other people more. And so
that's also why I think he's not long for this job.
No, I don't think so either. And if he is, I fear about the future of the company. I already fear about the future of the company, to be honest with you. I'm kind of I've sat next to Will Haynes too long on WDW today.
Is he rubbing off on you?
Dude, I tell you what, here's the deal. What makes Disney special to people?
Memories.
Memories? What else?
The look on my child's face when we walk through the castle.
What experience do you expect when you get to Disney?
Magic.
You take the magic away and the company's toast.
The magic's still there, though.
No. I agree, dude. They've handled all of the things very well through this, right? The magic part, the characters part. Those things they're killing that. I have no beefs about that at all. My beef is if we start to throw customer service down the drain.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, and this is a customer service thing, right? This is a valuing people who value you. And that's all this is. And so I hope this is temporary. I hope the next time I renew my pass, they're going to make it super worth my while. And they're going to have to, probably. To an extent, although there's going to be, you know, there's going to be so much demand of people wanting to get back out and travel, they may not have to.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I'm worried. So our October trip, my two-year-old will turn three. So at the end of that trip, I know I don't have to do it for the October trip, but I'm going to have to start looking into buying her a pass. So at that point in time, will they start selling passes again? Who knows? So
they have to.
I know. When do they start selling the annual passes again, though? That's the question. Right. I mean, you have to start looking at 2021 because that is what every Disney fan has had circled on the map since the 60th at Disneyland. They saw what they did for the 60th at Disneyland, so everybody's wanting the 50th at Magic Kingdom. And so 2021 is going to be the year. Well, they've got to start doing something.
Yeah, but I mean, that gets people there for a weekend, right? I don't know. I don't know how they're gonna. That celebration, it's gonna be a hard one to figure out how to start. Because normally it would almost we'd be talking about it starting sooner rather than later, right?
We'd start at Jan 1 in my mind.
Yeah, but you're gonna start it. Your best. You know what? I'll tell you when it's gonna start. When does the park reservation system currently go through?
That I don't know. That'd be a good question for one of our Travelmation friends.
I think it goes through September.
Let my plug there. Let my plug.
I think it goes through September.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is it's really the anniversary celebration is going to start later in the year because they don't want it to start. They don't want it to start summer.
Right.
Because, I mean, I mean, so good old, Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer has basically said, he's keeping the bars in downtown Orlando closed until there's a vaccine.
So, October.
Well,
AstraZeneca's already said it's coming October.
Well,
October,
that doesn't mean everybody's going to be able to have it.
We've already ordered, I want to say, 2 billion, something like that.
Yeah, of a vaccine that we don't know if it's going to work or not.
Well, we're not science. Let's get off that.
We've ordered it. We're ordering it as a country, hoping it's going to work, right?
Right.
And if you're asking about when these things happen and you've got to put all of these things into making that decision. And so.
So you're saying September of 2021 is when you think the
celebration will begin.
Celebration will start. Okay.
It'll begin late summer, early fall on some level.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to start it until they can take advantage of it.
I agree.
You know,
I agree with you on that one.
You know, I thought Ratatouille would be open by now, and I think they're afraid to open it. I think it's ready to go.
There's still some construction because I actually just saw a picture of it today, and there's still a lot of construction back there.
Okay. Yeah. So it could have been ready if they wanted it to be, I guess.
Well, it could have been ready if shutdown didn't happen.
Yeah.
Because it was supposed to be ready midsummer of 2020. So.
All right. Well, I think we got a little topic idea.
Yeah.
Do we want to talk about your trip?
Let's talk about my trip. So,
and then we'll just skip all the questions. And this is one question, and we'll make it the back half of the show. And we're gonna be sunshiny and cheery. My caffeine's gonna kick in. I'm putting my beef to bed.
My Dumbo cup's already empty. So.
What are you drinking out of the Dumbo cup?
I was drinking, it was Bones Coffee, which if you've never ordered Bones Coffee, do it.
Oh.
But it was cookies and cream flavored coffee. It was really good.
All right. I won't even comment on that.
Go ahead.
I'm just drinking out of my Star Wars Cruise, Disney Cruise Line.
While you're wearing your Disney Cruise shirt, I see how you've coordinated. That's actually kind of impressive.
It's honestly just what I put on when I got out of bed this morning. I got out of bed this morning. I went to go get Chinese for lunch and came up here to podcast. Pretty big day.
Yep. All right.
Some allergy drugs in between because it's that season.
Are you sure it's not Corona season?
I'm positive it's not Corona.
You're positive it's Corona?
I'm positive it's not Corona.
Okay. Anyway, so what we did, this is actually, my girls, they're asleep right now, so they don't hear me. This is actually a surprise trip for them. We've had this plan for, about 3 weeks, mm-hmm. 2 weeks.
Well, originally you were going to take me.
I was, but, you know, then I decided to be.
Then
nice
your wife
enough.
Decided she wanted to go on the trip.
Well, okay. So originally my wife said, I thought, you know, I've got to go. I've been watching all these videos. I thought, okay, I've got to go see this. And I was trying to talk Amanda into it. And she said, all right, the only way we can go is if we can get a room on the monorail loop. I thought, okay, this shouldn't be too bad. We had just enough points to do two nights in a deluxe suite on one of the three resorts.
Ooh, wait a second. So this stay and your October stay are burning all of your points for this year?
No, I've already... No. I've already got some points already put back for next year's March trip.
Oh, so you've already made your March reservation.
Yes. So I was able to do three trips, basically.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah. And it's just a quickie, one and done, you know, a couple days in the park type thing. So I could have done a room at the Poly, which would have been great. But the main reason Amanda would want to stay at the Poly is because of Ohana. Ohana's not open. We can't do Trader Sam's with the girls.
Not, I don't think it's open either.
Oh, is it not? Well, then, okay. Then Poly's probably out.
I don't even think the dang bar where you get the Lapu Lapu
is open. It is. It is. It is.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
I've seen people going in the counter to get the Lapu Lapu, so.
Well, because it's there, the back scratchers there, all those. Those are open now.
Okay.
And
here's the deal with all the stuff we're talking about. The rules are changing every day. They're going forward and backwards. You know, by the time this show airs, they may change the park hours thing because there's definitely kind of a
pushback.
There's a pushback, especially to later in the day hours.
Yeah. They also are saying, you know, I will say this. This is just an aside. I sent you a note yesterday that they're starting to do the resale first rider refusal again.
Yeah, Rofers, they're refusing. Yeah, that's just kind of...
I mean, we knew that was coming.
That's not like a... They're doing it to protect the asset. They're not doing it because they need to.
Right. So that leaves me two resorts. Bay Lake or Grand Flow. Bay Lake is cool, but the only rooms that were available there for my point total that I needed to do, because remember, you can't borrow a lot of your points because of the rules. I could only get the back of the resort, so I'd be looking at, that's not Seven Seas, that is Bay Lake. So I could be looking at Bay Lake, looking towards, you know, Wilderness Lodge.
Yeah, and or, I actually think those points are kind of a waste. I would just assume to do the, whatever the value one is, basically the first three floors. So you're essentially looking at the parking lot and the bottom of the monorail.
Which, why? The only thing that would be good for that is I'd be right there at top of the World Lounge.
Well, I mean, what it's good for is it's just cheap.
Right.
Well, yeah. I mean, cheap is a relative term, but yes.
It is. Or I could stay at the one resort that I've always said, you know, it's too ritzy for us.
Yeah, and that, dude, I mean, that's really, what you've done is the real reason to buy DVC. It's because most of us would never pull the trigger to stay at the Grand Floridian. Heck, dude, I never would stay at the Poly because it was too expensive. I mean, it's...
Right.
I mean, even just the normal, you know, that's a... I don't go anywhere in the world and look to go spend $500 or $600 plus.
Right.
And all of those monorail resorts are over that. And so...
Yeah. And, I mean, that's a room in Times Square. You can get a room in Times Square cheaper than that.
Yeah, you can get, like, a real nice room in Times Square.
Right, exactly. So...
I stayed in basically the room that Julia Roberts stayed in Pretty Woman kind of room in Times Square for less than that on New Year's Day one time.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. Wow.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Just the kind of, you know, the suites with the big tubs and all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
So... Yeah. I basically talked my wife into going, saying, all right, we're going to stay at the Grand Flow. And originally we had said, all right, we're going to come in and do, We're going to do a day at Epcot because it's food and wine, and a day at Magic Kingdom. I started looking at it. Why Epcot? Because the only thing the girls, I mean, Ellie's tall enough, but the only thing that the girls could really do at Epcot is the Arendelle ride.
Yeah.
Frozen Ever After. And who
wants to do that?
Well, I mean, it's not that bad. It's fun-ish. But after you've done that, I mean, the girls don't care about the Food and Wine Festival. And we're going in October anyway.
Yeah.
So we'll get a couple of days then. We're staying for 7 days. So we're doing that in October. They'll still have the Food and Wine Festival in October. So I just changed it to Hollywood Studios because looking at the wait times, yeah, you're still seeing a 45-minute wait time for Slinky Dog. You're still seeing about a 30, 45, 50-minute wait for the Mickey's and Minnie's Runaway Railway. But if we're going to come in the park probably noon, 1 o'clock. Most of those crowds will have died down because that early crowd will have ridden the 5 or 6 rides and gone home.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned about you for doing. Have you done Rise yet?
No, but they've got 2 virtual queues. One starts at 10 and one starts at 2.
Yeah.
So if I can get for that 2 o'clock queue, then we're good.
Just be ready for it.
Oh, I will. Do not. And I will not be on the Wi-Fi, be it on my Verizon service.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'll probably bring my work phone too, so I can have 2 phones going at a time just to make sure.
No, because you'll be on, that'll actually create a bigger problem.
Will it?
Because you'll be on the same My Disney experience.
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
That's not.
And, so my wife actually uses my Disney experience.
Right.
So don't have her do it, just me by myself.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, unless she has her own and you guys share plans.
No.
Yeah.
Well, she does, but she doesn't know how to. She's lost her password.
Don't.
Okay.
Simplify it.
Good call. Good call.
You know, that's very. That system's very fragile.
It is. But hey, you're the one that said you wanted a virtual queue for every ride.
I do. For this season, I think it'd be great.
But it's fragile. Must be Italian.
Yeah, they just need to fix it and get it working. Yeah. Mm. I want the system and I want it to work.
I got you.
It's 2020. You never should have to wait in a line for any attraction.
I like how Universal's done it, but they're having issues too.
Right.
So the other thing that's going to be cool is my daughter Ellie loves Slinky Dog. She loves the ride.
Yeah,
because
it's a better ride than Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
It's not. She loves Seven Dwarfs too.
Yeah,
But on Saturday, we're going to get up. We're right there. We got to go to the Magic Kingdom.
You should. You got little kids.
Yeah,
I love the Magic Kingdom. It's just not. You know what I think did it for me on the Magic Kingdom.
What's that?
And this is why I don't like Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. It goes back to the D23 when they announced that expansion. And they made it just sound like it was going to be the greatest thing ever. And I've talked about this on WDW a lot. And when they showed the ride vehicle for Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, they drove the ride vehicle in the back of a pickup truck. And it was going to sway from side to side. It was going to be this crazy awesome ride. And now it's just
sway.
It moves like a
if you start swaying with it like I do,
okay.
It moves.
I've had port swings with more sway than that ride, so
okay.
I also, as a chubby fella, it doesn't like my knees. the way that you get in that ride, the vehicle's fine. It just I have fat knees. And so, it's not a comfortable ride for anybody. I'm surprised you like it because you're tall.
Yeah, but I don't know. I that's why I don't like the mine train, Big Thunder. Because it actually hurts, the bar hurts my knees.
It's just
when the way it comes, Yeah, but the way it comes down, it hurts my knees. Because the car itself is short.
Oh, so your knees are bent up.
Right, they're bent up. And yeah. So when it comes down, it's banging my knee.
Okay.
Oh, there you know. Yeah. It's, anyway, well, but yeah.
Everybody learned how Dave and Terry fit in the ride vehicles today. Congratulations.
The other thing that you're going to laugh at, we're going to eat at Friday night at your favorite restaurant.
Which is?
Sci-Fi Diner.
You know what it is, dude? It's one of those things. And it, I love the environment. If you had good food at that restaurant,
mm-hmm.
I would live there.
Oh, I love the food there. I actually like the burgers. The milkshakes are great.
Oh. That burger makes me want a cheeseburger Happy Meal from McDonald's.
Now, okay. I haven't had it probably 5 years. So have they changed in 5 years?
Yeah, off and on they've changed. But the last time I went, we had a horrible experience, a horrible server.
Okay.
We couldn't sit in a car. They put us at one of the tables in the back. And just, I mean, the vibe. I wish, you know what I wish? I wish was it Flo's Diner? In Cars Land was that as a drive-in theater.
Oh, that would be cool.
You know what? I wish that was the, you know, the Route 66 drive-in theater vibe. I think I wish that was a thing, but it's not.
Yeah,
I just, there's something about it that's just not. We love prime time, man. That's our jam.
Yeah, we've been there. I think the past 3 times we were at the park. That's where we ate.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then Saturday night before we go home, we're going to eat at Homecoming.
Good call.
Yeah.
I don't know if Chef Art's in town or not.
If he is, I'll ask and I'll say, hey, I know Terry Weaver. You know, come out and see me.
If he's there, dude, he always comes out and sees people and talks to people.
Okay.
We're waiting.
Should I throw the Top of the World card out and say, hey, I have this podcast?
Dude, Chef Art's agreed to be on Making Elephants Fly. It's just getting his schedule to line up. He stays pretty busy.
Yeah.
And he's lost a ton of weight.
Has he?
Oh, dude, he's lost like 60 pounds.
Eating that food, how does he? Well, he doesn't eat that food.
He doesn't eat that food, and he has a he has a trainer that's lived with him the entire quarantine.
Oh, well, there you go.
So it's sort of like, you know, what's the old Biggest Loser show. It's like, well, if I did nothing but eat healthy food and worked out all day, I would be skinny too.
Yeah. Agreed. So what tips and tricks should I, now that I'm going home for the first time?
Yeah.
I'm not at my home resort.
You're
but what?
Your home resort. Well, you know, I cancel that reservation at Sci-Fi.
Well, I know you would.
But hey, dude, if you've had good experiences and it's your thing. And, dude, as much as I like to give people a hard time about the decisions they make. And I guess my decisions get a little pickier on shorter trips.
Right.
Like we have our must eats. And I don't understand why Ohana is not. I guess that's just they just don't have the demand.
Well that and then I don't not, because you can't carry an open food thing around. I mean, you bring it a stick of food to somebody's table and slice off. Then you go to someone else's food. Right.
Yeah, but you could do a version of that where you just brought the food.
Yeah.
Skewered on a, wouldn't be that hard just to bring it done.
Most like they've done with Chef Mickey's. It's not a buffet, it's family style now.
Well, Hana's always been family style. The only change they'd have to make would be to put just to put the fact that the food gets put on a plate and you get like a platter of meat.
Right.
And then if you want something more, they put it on a plate and bring it to you. It's not that hard.
Yeah, it's not. But I think that decision is probably the same reason that they're shutting park hours.
Yeah, because there's not enough people.
There's not enough demand.
So, because when the resorts actually start opening, that could change things.
Yeah.
Which is interesting is that lines up with the park hours changing.
Yeah.
So they're going to let more people stay on property. You know, more resorts start opening.
Hours will probably.
Yeah, it's like back. We're going to put more people in the resorts, but we're going to make.
Well, that'll change. You know it. It'll change.
Yeah, it's just
so
confusion.
Do I have any reason to go to Top of the World with no fireworks, no... Should I just go to say, hey, here's my blue card, let me in?
You have no reason to go, man. I haven't even heard if it's open or not, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah. Here's the question. Could I bring my kids up there?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're going to go, you got to go and get... They have some good apps, but what they really have is some good cocktails. Obviously, they have the Barrel Select.
The pick. Yeah.
And what they have, though, is this amazing chocolate cake.
Ooh.
It's like a 7 or 9 layer chocolate cake that's fantastic. So if you want to go for dessert one night, then that's a win.
That's not a bad idea. Especially since we'll probably be out of Hollywood Studios by about 7:30.
Let me ask.
Go up to Top of the World's open. Go up there and get some chocolate cake.
I haven't. It's when you Google it, it still says temporarily closed.
Okay. I'll have to check on that.
Now, that's sort of interesting, right? Because that's technically a member perk. That's a blue card perk.
We could probably call. Ooh, we should do that live.
Oh, man.
Your wait time is 47 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, Google says it's temporarily closed.
Okay. I do know that the Epcot Lounge is open.
It is open.
Yeah. Now, will I be able to get that Knob Creek pick at any bar? Or is it just like Top of the World?
It's Top of the World.
I know they have it at...
It's Nomad, some, Nomad Lounge has them.
I think Hangers has it. Jack Lindsay's Hangar Bay has it.
I haven't heard that actually. I know Nomad at Tiffin's in Animal Kingdom. I don't know, man. You may be out of luck for that this trip.
I'm gonna have to try to figure something out then. I also have to talk to Grease. All right, Grease, if you're listening to the podcast.
Probably not.
I know he's not, but I'll have to shoot him a message. Where can I find the Blanton's pick? He was telling me that sometimes Disney has a Blanton's pick.
Yeah, Nomad has it normally.
Okay, well, I'm not going to be anywhere Nomad this time. Okay.
That's what you get for judging Animal Kingdom.
I was unaware that that Blanton's had a Disney pick.
They have.
So,
it's any of the nicer bars is where you're going to get the picks.
Okay. They might have it somewhere at the Grand Flow. So, all right, so there's not going to be much of a DVC perk I can do except just stay at the Grand Flow this time.
Yeah, man, I mean, there's so much of the things that are... the special things. You know who might have it if you happen to be at Epcot and go over is the Abracadabar might have it.
That's true. Yep. I'll have to check that one out.
And who else might? What's the Polite Pig always has good picks. They may not.
Yep. And we'll definitely be there on Saturday.
So at least swing by and see what they got going on.
Yeah,
they might have their own pick versus the Disney pick.
I'll do a pick anywhere if I can find a good pick. I'll see what their person is.
That's your best bourbon shot at Disney Springs.
Yep. I remember when Springs a couple of years ago did their own little bourbon trail.
Yeah.
I wish they'd do it again.
Well, they quickly uncalled it a bourbon trail because the fine folks
in Kentucky. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, at one point they had a Whistle Pig that was a select too.
Yeah, see, I like Whistle Pig, but I'm not a huge rye fan. And that's a rye, so that's where it's reason.
Oh, here you go. I just Googled this. The Inside the Magic. Thanks, guys. The Polite Pig at Disney Springs celebrates the arrival of a private barrel of bourbon. It's Blanton's. So the Polite Pig has a Blanton's right now.
Okay. Well, I will. And that was on May 22nd?
Yeah, so that still happened.
Oh, yeah. That's, yes, definitely. It's still there.
So I would go, I'd go check that out and give us a review.
Okay. Can do. All right. So we got some plugs before we do the back half?
Yeah, let's plug it in. As always, you can find everything about me at terryweaver.com, where you can find out about The Thing. You can get links to the Making Elephants Fly podcast and all things Terry Weaver. And here's the thing. Dave gets to do his plug because he's already called himself the Mouth of the South or whatever he is.
Golden Voice of the South. But not on the show.
Okay. You did
I called it all.
On the intro to the other show. I got
because that's my show.
Yeah. So if you happen to be a listener, Dave, where this episode is also airing on Dave's other podcast that he does,
Unrelated at Birth,
because his co-host is off this week. I think they're staycationing, and so we're taking over the feed. We just, you know, you're at top of the world. We're taking over. We're actually just taking over the world.
And, we are because we're on top of the world.
Yes.
So Unrelated at Birth. Find us on unrelatedbirth.com, anywhere you can get your podcasts, The Golden Voice of the South, The Human Jukebox, along with the phenomenal brother, Adam Russell. We talk about everything. We even talk about Terry sometimes. But check us out, unrelatedbirth.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. So.
Which seems like a lot more places. I just submitted our feed to a couple more.
Did you?
There's a couple more players that showed up in Lipson.
What other players?
I don't know. I got an email from Rob over at Lipson sent me a message, and I forgot what it was. It was a player I hadn't. It was the Amazon had kind of swapped their player around.
Okay.
So you know, you just want to keep the feeds right.
Yeah, always do.
You know, for you podcasters. So
yeah, we got a couple of them that listen to us.
Yeah, I'm actually working on launching a new little service to help podcasters out.
Well, help a brother out then.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what trying to make dreams come true over here, Dave. That's what we do. So you've got we had a bunch of listener questions. I said, forget them all.
We got a good one.
We got a good one, and we'll just make this the back half of the show. So let's do it.
So Quidditch pitch slap. Messaged us. If you remember last week's episode, I read her. It's not a dad. It was not a dad joke. It's a her. I have to say, holy moly, that's the greatest dad joke that I've ever seen a faux pas make. You like my anyway. Her name. Yeah, there you go. Her name is Rebecca Hodge. Rebecca, thank you for listening. Like I said last week, your comment is why we do what we do. We really appreciate you. But she gave us two ideas. One is kind of a listener question, which is where we get this. And then we have a whole series idea that she gave us. And we'll talk about that on a different episode. But it's a great, great idea. So, Terry, here is her idea for the listener question. You ready?
All right.
I know the contemporary has Chef Mickey's, but if you had to put a character dining experience at each of the DVC resorts, what type of dining experience would it be, and who would you choose? Feel free to use underrated Disney IP whenever possible. You've got a list of all the DVC resorts, right?
I do.
Okay. And We're gonna go
alphabetical order.
All right. The Contemporary is gone. So the Contemporary has Chef Mickey's.
Nope. Bay Lake Tower does not.
You're right. So you are correct.
We're gonna do something. I don't know where the heck you're gonna put it, but that's we can find a spot for it.
Gotcha.
Maybe we can do a private. I know what we'll do. I got it already.
All right.
Animal Kingdom Lodge. We'll start there.
All right.
So you've got I think you do
There's only Boma. One choice for There's Boma, only one choice got, for this.
I think what you do actually, because Tusker House, right?
Mm-hmm.
you've got you've got the Fab Five, basically.
Give right, or take sort a character. Of.
There's always one that's kind of not there. I guess, is it Minnie that's not there?
No, Minnie's the, it's...
You got Donald and Daisy, Goofy. Yeah, Donald, Daisy, Goofy.
And Pluto. And Mickey. And Mickey. Yeah, so yeah. Minnie's not there.
Minnie's not there. So here's what I think. I think you're going to do Rafiki's Safari Breakfast. You're going to do it, I guess maybe it's Sanaa.
Yeah.
And you're going to, or you can turn Boma into this. But I like the idea of it being in Sanaa and it being like a family style kind of breakfast. It's Rafiki's Safari Breakfast. And it is all of your favorite animal characters from Disney movies.
Okay. You did a little bit broader than I did.
So you could do, obviously, as Huntsville's own would say, obviously, Dumbo. Hello. Obviously. What's, I think the alligator from Princess and the Frog.
Louie.
Yeah, that'd be super fun. It's already a party. Rafiki just seems like the right one to do it. Dave, help me out. What are some other animal characters we should throw in this party?
Simba, Timon.
Come Pumbaa. On, in Simba one. You can't do all of you can't do more than two from Animal King, from Lion King.
Okay. So Timon and Pumbaa. You gotta do Timon and Pumbaa.
No, because you've already got Timon's kind of around. I've never seen a walking Pumbaa character.
I haven't either, but so let's why
do Pumbaa.
Not?
Let's do Pumbaa.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the key, if your kids are listening, they're about to giggle. The Pumbaa walking character has to regularly pass some sort of gas.
Yes. Yes. 100%.
Even if
yes.
It doesn't smell that bad, it needs to be something. And he needs to turn around and act like it happened. That's just for the kids. For every middle school boy out there, this is for you. For every 11-year-old boy, this is for you. Yep. So we've got Farting Pumbaa, Dumbo, Rafiki, Louie.
I think that's probably enough. I mean, you don't need to have a lot. You don't want
have
more
one
than
more.
Five.
You can have one. You can have one more. I think you got to have. Who's what's another? One
what
of
about
the
one of the
Baloo, maybe.
Baloo. Yep. Because you don't see him much.
Yeah.
He's out every now and then. See. I like your idea, but I'm just going to go straight Lion King. And so
the Lion King character breakfast. You know what else you could do? If you really want to do, you could open up Jayco for breakfast and put that there.
That's what I would do. And I would call it, I would stay with Safari, but I would go full alliteration. Simba's Safari Breakfast.
I'm just trying to get characters that aren't everywhere.
But Rafiki has a planet.
He's not there.
He is actually. He's a character you can meet there.
He was super prominent, but I haven't seen him the last couple of times.
The last time I went, he was there because I've got a good picture of no one was at Rafiki's planet, as they never are.
Yeah.
And he came out, and actually we were sitting there on the picnic table because my daughter, my youngest, was getting her diaper changed by my wife, and me and Ellie were sitting there, and he was sitting there just playing with her. I've got a good video of him dancing with her in the little picnic area.
Those are my favorite character interactions. Those are the things that happen on the cruise line all the time.
Yeah.
And so I long for the day when those are back.
Yep.
And we'll get there.
All right, what's next?
Alani would be technically next in order. They've already got a character dining, so
Yeah, I would call it. I would do this if, is where I would do just
if,
Stitch.
If they were going to add another, well, they've already got Stitch is very prominent at that resort. I'd love to see a Moana breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a Moana lunch. Let's do a lunch. There's not a lot of lunches at that resort because of they have a breakfast character. The only thing they can do there character wise is breakfast. So it may be fun to do just because the dinner at night isn't character. Because they have a nicer restaurant, so maybe they should do like a Moana's like, Hey is a character.
How awesome would, yes. Come or on. Even Pua. I'd love a little Pua walking around.
Little Pua.
Don't take a little poo.
Don't step in the Pua.
all right, what's next?
Bay Lake Tower. Bay Lake Tower.
See, this one's tough because I would just say, all right, go over to our sister resort, the Contemporary.
And eat it.
Yeah.
But maybe here's what I'm thinking. Go along with me. Our namesake, Top of the World Lounge, is only open at night. What if there was a special, you know, every morning they could open it up for like a continental kind of breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Characters around the world, a continental character breakfast or continental was a little on the lower side. Let's say, because breakfasts are normally about, I would totally do this even. If it was coffee with characters and it was like, you know.
Got it.
Don't interrupt. No blocking.
Sorry.
Number one rule of Disney Imagineering. You do it. It's like $20 a person, and you get like a nice cup of coffee or a tea, and it's let's just do this one for this one. You pick the Top of the World characters. It's got to be a Top of the World lounge. It's only for DVC members. It's super exclusive. It's blue card only. Blue card anytime. You don't have to be sitting on property. You just got to be a DVC member. It's $20 a person. It's all you can continent. So a family of four could go in. Family of four or five is still out of there for $100. You know, you just kind of you sit down a little area. You get your little plate of croissant
pastry,
and you know there's lots of little character interactions. What characters are at this event, Dave?
So you're calling it coffee with characters?
Yeah.
Who is your normal coffee drinkers in a family? The older people.
Okay.
The old guy from Up. Carl is there. The fairy godmother. You've got your patriarchs, your matriarchs.
Oh, it's like
Disney. They're sitting there drinking coffee with
what
you.
What city is it in Florida that's south of what's south of Tampa? What is that city where it's almost, you go there?
Sarasota, Bradenton, all those. I know what you're talking about.
I can't think of the name of the city right now.
Clearwater?
South of Clearwater, it's literally just all people over 60 and golf courses.
Anyway, but that's...
This is totally a tribute to all things South Florida.
Yeah, I mean it's your older Disney characters that you never see in the parks. Geppetto.
Yeah.
This is where you see Geppetto. So
Fort Myers why not? Is what I was thinking of.
Okay.
But that whole part of Florida, like that Fort Sarasota, it's all sort of that like yeah, it's Snowbirds themed. It's Carl and Geppetto. It's hilarious.
See? I like it.
$20.
You get to see old people.
If there was like, if they had like a little like story time, little mini show where like, even like in this day and age, they could do that where they came out and like told their favorite.
Yeah.
You know, Carl's character came out and told, you know, his, you know, adventures to the falls. And Geppetto talks about the first time he found a puppet. And
that would be awesome.
Yeah, the fairy godmother talked about fairies and godmothers. I don't know. Who else is there? Who are the other old characters?
I'm sitting here trying to think while while you were talking. I don't know. I don't know. That's something. Could we do the? Oh, here we go. Story time. Story time would be the grandmother Willow from Pocahontas.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's just something that you can wheel it out.
It's, speaking of Greece, this is basically like you're going to Hardee's with Carrie. It's all the people that you'd find at every Hardee's in America sitting there having coffee any day of the week. I love this idea. I would go every trip.
back in my day when I was in the war.
Those kids down there.
There you go.
If you're listening to the show still, I want to hear your feedback. Would you go to this? I would totally go to this.
I think it'd be awesome.
Take my money already.
Yeah. All right. What's the next resort?
Beach Club. It's already got breakfast buffet. Let's skip it. Boardwalk.
So this one's tough. Because when I think Boardwalk,
I guess you've already got the the princess characters.
Topolino's. Or it's not Topolino's, it's Trattoria El Fun, whatever.
It's that other Italian restaurant that we didn't need at Walt Disney World.
But I've done that character breakfast and it's fun.
I hear it's good. Yeah.
But
then maybe we just leave it alone.
Yeah, but it's the same. It's your same thinking of it's not the DVC resort. It's just the boardwalk itself, not the hotel. But if I'm thinking, because I'm thinking it'd have to be a New York 1920s style resort. And there's not a character that would fit that.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Oh, I've got it. That's Oswald.
Ooh.
Because that's about when Oswald was made.
Ooh. And Mickey comes out as Steamboat Willie.
Yep.
Dude, I like the thinking.
There you go.
You open a new little place called 1928.
Yep.
And it's the old, Yeah. You know what you could do a breakfast in you could do the breakfast in if you did it as a breakfast, you could do it in Flying Fish.
There you go.
Mickey's 1928 breakfast.
I love it. That's take my money.
That's also take my money. Because Mickey is nowhere a Steamboat Willie in Orlando. He is.
And he's black and white.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You get Disneyland, he's an option. Sometimes you will get him because there are five rooms at the Mickey meet and greet. And you can randomly get him or if you know to ask.
Mm-hmm.
They always kind of judge you when you ask, but I'm like, hey, dude, I'm here by myself. I want a picture with Mickey at Steamboat. So,
right.
Oswald. Oh, and those original characters, those great characters. And you could do Minnie from that, obviously. Pete. Yep. Oh, dude, take my money now.
Yep. There you go. That's it. That is it.
Which is why I shot down your idea at Animal Kingdom, and you got to bring in those the Dumbo and the characters that you don't get in other places. Just because making these, adding new IP would just make this way more interesting. If you're only going to get the characters in these places, it makes it much more of a no brainer. So your next two are Boulder Ridge and Copper Creek.
Hmm. So this is where. If they're not doing Reflections, this is where I put Pocahontas. You've got Miko. You've got... Because it's kind of that campy vibe. You put Miko. You put Pocahontas. You put whatever the hummingbird is. You've got John Smith walking around.
You know what I'd actually love to see is if you went on the far side of the resort, and this is going to be totally... This is going to be totally goofy. But you remember like that short where Mickey and Minnie and they go around in Goofy's Airstream trailer?
Yep.
One of the ideas, and I know this from McNair, one of the original Disney down, and I think this would be a great resort to have it at, one of the original Disney ideas was to do a 24-hour diner.
That would be cool.
A 24-hour diner at Downtown Disney. But do it at Wilderness Lodge as you walk towards the campgrounds. But do it in like a couple of old Airstream type looking trailers.
Yeah.
On the way, like it's a little campground on the way to the campground. And it's like, and it's the characters from those shorts where it's like Goofy as, but it's got to be 24 hours. And it's got to be where you can get, anyone can get there and anyone can go eat there at any time. Because there are people who land on international flights and ended up coming in the resorts at all hours. I know we've landed super late and just wanted food. You know, and so having a 24-hour kind of diner, camper food, you know, some kind of crazy s'mores dessert. But like, you know, that's one of my favorite Mickey shorts.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with the new ones that they have, but the ones that, you know, but that kind of makes me think of the campgrounds. But it's like almost like you go there and it's like Mickey's campground. And each maybe it's got a couple of trailers and each of the Fab Five have their own kind of their trailer. That's where tables are set up.
So you're saying this is just another Fab Five, but not just the hook here is the 24 hours.
It's 24 hours. Or it could be like it's a 24 hour. You never know who's going to pop in.
I like that idea. Actually,
I love the idea that, I mean, you'll always get it'll be called Goofies because of that short. Did you know who you never get is Goof Troop?
Max.
Oh, come on. Here you go. You almost like an old school, like Saved by the Bell. What's that other show that was on after Saved by the Bell on Saturday mornings where they had a band? California Dreamin'.
Yep.
And like Max, you know, the band could play in the diner late at night.
That would be cool.
Even if it was like a goofy, like showbiz style animatronics, like the Country Bears. I think that'd be hilarious. That'd be fun.
Yep. All right. That's it.
That's done. That was easy. Just hire us already, Disney. Grand Californian, we're not even going to do that. Grand Floridian, you know, I'm all for giving them a respectable character experience.
This one would have to kind of... So, we've got Cinderella over at the actual Grand Flow.
What do you have? You have the...
1900 Park Fair.
Who's in... What characters are in 1900 Park Fair?
Cinderella and Alice. The Mad Hatter shows up.
I've never heard of anybody having a remotely good experience. It's temporarily unavailable, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Cinderella and Alice. You're right.
But that's not... I would actually do away with that because Cindy and Alice don't belong together. No. Why? Why are they together?
Yeah.
I think...
Leave it alone and let's... But here, dude. Let's go to the empty spot and let's go because this is super easy to get to from the park. Go to... What's the place that has the great cheesecake that's on the... Well, there's a bunch of restaurants that aren't getting used except for just dinner. All of the signature restaurants sit empty.
I don't know the name of it, but let's go.
It's Waterfront. I'll get you the name. I just can't. I'm blanking.
This is where Narcusis. I have all the princes. Oh, yeah. Narcusis. Princesses. Princesses. All princesses.
Ugh. You got girls.
No. Lisa. But I've got girls. Yeah, you're right. I've got girls. This is where you put your big ones.
And if you do it at Narcusis, it can be stupid expensive again.
Yeah, exactly. That's easy. All right.
Cinderella's bougie breakfast.
All right, so we don't touch... there's the Poly. We don't touch it.
Well, no, we're going in order. Hilton Head would be next. Oh, I'm sorry. Hilton Head would be next in alphabetical order. Hilton Head needs a dang restaurant, period. And there's an empty restaurant at the across the parking lot from the resort. Last time I was there, which was about 18 months ago, there was an empty restaurant. So they easily could put something there.
I would do Princess and the Frog here.
Ooh, dude, because it's on a dang marsh.
Right. And the architecture and the flora and fauna is very Louisiana Delta in that area.
Yeah, it's very much the low country.
Yes, it's very low country.
It's,
so
it's Tiana's low country boil.
Yep, and it's not a character breakfast. It's dinner or lunch.
Yeah, it's lunch and dinner. Yeah.
You do a low country boil, like a shrimp boil or a crawfish boil or something like that here.
Dude, people would come there from other it would be sold out. Because people who came every night, every day.
Mm-hmm.
If the food was half decent, and it was a low country boil, and it was
we know Disney food's always going to be good.
$39 a person, $49 a person, and the characters were there. there'd be a line out the door.
Yep. Done.
Done.
Hire us.
Dude, we've made Disney so much money already. It's not even funny. Old Key West, there you go. Let's fix up that dump.
Olivia's is good food, man.
They could use another restaurant there.
They could. I don't...
What do you do? What do you do at Old Key West?
There's not really anything here that Disney has an IP for. It'd have to be Old Florida.
No, see, because I think you make it almost just like you could do a full-on Under the Sea kind of experience.
That's not a bad idea, Little Mermaid. But she's already
no. But you do all of the characters from under those movies.
Okay,
you've got Nemo's. You've got, you know, here you go. Almost like have you been to Aquarium in Nashville?
Yes.
Heck, partner with Aquaria, partner with Rainforest Cafe. They know what they're doing. They know how to. Yep. They know how to get a bunch of people and serve them mediocre food and get them out. Sorry, Bart and Logan. Landry's. Yeah, you bring them in there, and you've got, you know, Sebastian. You've got Nemo. You've got. Or you step it up. You step it up, and it's like King Triton's
feast. Ooh, that. There you go. That's it. King Triton's feast. And it is another shrimp. Not shrimp, but it's a fish fry.
Oh, now see. That actually really, really fits. Now we're talking. Almost, yep, like a church parking lot fish fry.
Yep.
It's King Triton's. And all of the items are all of the namings of the menu items are a little morbid. Like, well, looks like we found Nemo, and sorry.
Oh, yep, and, that's it.
Would you like the sorry Sebastian platter?
That's it. Yep, that's it. That's it.
Oh man, I'm in.
All right, what's next?
I'm in the Polly.
We're there. They've already got Lilo and Stitch.
Yep. Riviera, Topolino's. Topolino's, mm-hmm, might be the perfect top-to-bottom restaurant that I've ever seen. Views, everything. It's the best part of Riviera. Topolino's, hands down. No questions asked. Saratoga. Man, what do we put over there? The Turf Club food isn't horrible, but we could definitely kick that sucker up a notch. Dude, since it's golf course-themed...
Mickey's, well, golf.
Yeah, it's like themed like.
No, this is Goofy's golf because, you know, he's got those sports.
Goofy, we've already done a Goofy restaurant, so. Yeah, but you could put it's golf, so it's got to be four characters that would play golf together.
Right.
You know, ooh, here you go to class up the joint. What if it is, you know, who we've never done? What if it is, so we have cable TV still for some reason. I just haven't bothered to call AT&T and turn it off. I've realized during quarantine that it's the biggest waste of the money we spend every month. But I like the TV on at night. I like the noise. Right. My mother-in-law is living with us currently, and I like the noise that the dog can't hear her if she gets up in the middle of the night. I like TV noise. So we've lately reverted. We were watching Death to Destination America channel. Which was always,
oh, I love
like,
that channel.
Yeah, they just took it off of our AT&T U-verse for some reason.
What?
Like, at the beginning of August, it just went away. So I'm like, forget you guys. So we've been doing Disney XD. So I've been waking up to DuckTales the past couple of days.
Ooh.
And I love the new DuckTales. It's fantastic. So good. It's probably on Disney Plus. I just haven't gotten there.
It is.
But here, wait for it. The Scrooge plays golf. In one of the episodes recently that I watched.
Yeah.
So it is Donald and there's gotta be six characters here. It's the new female character, the three nephews, Donald, and Scrooge McDuck.
That's not she's not new. She's in the original one too.
Yeah, she wasn't memorable then.
Okay.
Or do you take Donald out of it and it's like
Launchpad.
Launchpad. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's it. Because yeah. Donald's, so he's launch, in the new
Launchpad
one.
Is the bar.
Yep.
The bar is Launchpad. But the yep. bar has yep. like good kids drinks too. Like, because that was one of my favorite things about going to restaurants with my grandparents back in the day is like they would get a cocktail and like, you remember when you ordered your first Shirley Temple, you felt like you were just like.
You were kings.
You were kings. Yeah. You were living large.
Hey, I'm all can over I?
This. How cool is it to eat with Uncle, you know, Uncle Scrooge?
I've got one. I'm going to do you one better. I just
then that restaurant, Christmas overlay.
Really?
Uncle Scrooge McDuck's Christmas party. Oh, man. So much fun. I'm okay. so into this idea.
Let's go back to Old Key West for a second.
Okay. We're back at Old Key West.
I just had a better idea than King Triton's fish fry.
Okay.
Because DuckTales made me think. And Rebecca wanted us to do forgotten and unused Disney IP.
Whose idea was this originally so we could give her credit?
Rebecca from, you know, the Quidditch
pitch. You said that so long ago. This is another hour-long plus episode.
I don't care because this is such a great idea. Here is a forgotten Disney show that would fit with Old Key West. You ready?
I'm a
Tailspin.
Yes.
This is where Baloo and the Tailspin gang have a character breakfast. And they build that little barge airplane that he uses.
Yep.
And that is where the restaurant is.
And it sits on the water.
It sits on the water.
Yeah, so good.
Tailspin.
That might actually be cool enough to make me actually want to stay at Old Key West.
I know! All right, so Tailspin. Disney, call us.
Yeah, we've made Old Key West and Saratoga Springs awesome. Last but not least, Vero Beach. Let's go there. They do a couple of cool... They were doing a cool Halloween thing when I was there. Their character breakfast was super cheap, too, when I went as well.
This is where we can do the King Triton's idea, since we got Tailspin at Old Key West.
We'll move King Triton's over to Vero Beach. Yeah, the iPhone Nemo platter. Sorry, sorry, Sebastian.
Dory. <Yeah. laughs> I forgot to keep swimming.
the Dory. The Dory.
Yep, that's it.
The kids come in the restaurant crying because they ate. Oh, it's the best. It's the best.
Yep. Oh, all right. So there we go.
We couldn't find Nemo, but you ate him.
I love it. I love it.
That'll never get made, but it'd be awesome.
Yep. Hey, by the way.
These were actually fantastic ideas.
They are. I'm sitting here watching the Braves game as we're recording.
Oh, okay.
And you know they've got all these cardboard cutouts in the stands?
Yeah, we need to do that.
Yeah, we do. They're in Philadelphia today. And Freddie Freeman's at bat. And right over Freddie Freeman's shoulder is Benjamin Franklin.
Someone did a Benjamin Franklin cutout. Someone did Weekend at Bernie's. I think it was at the Cubs that did Weekend at Bernie's.
No, it was at the Kansas City.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been sent that 3 or 4 times this weekend.
Someone needs to do a Ted Turner cutout for...
Oh, that would be great. But you have to put him right there by the dugout where he used to always sit.
Oh, dude, you know they would... If he's not there, they... Come on, Braves.
Do it.
That'd be awesome. Do it.
Wow. All right. So we've made Disney some money. We've given the Braves some good ideas.
And we've helped Ted Turner make money because that guy's had a hard time.
Good grief. Why are we not hired by some of these companies?
I've been hired by some of them, but not by Ted Turner.
Yeah, well, I haven't yet. But, well, technically, if I'm going to come to the thing, I could technically say I've been hired by.
Yeah.
Because awesome. I'm like the mini thing.
All right. Okay. I think we've accomplished a fun show.
We
complained. We had some beefs. We've told Dave that there's really nothing he can do to make his trip any better because everything else is closed. But you're gonna have a great trip.
Oh, I know.
It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be different, you know. But just you know what I would tell you to do? Just like I tell people when they go to the Christmas parties and things like that, don't try to do all the stuff. Do the things that you'll never experience again.
Yep.
Stand there and watch every one of those character cavalcades, because it'll never happen again. You know, could you not get a reservation at Topolino's?
I could, but that's we're doing that for October.
Okay.
Yeah, because since we're staying at Riviera in October, okay. I went ahead and got the reservation for that.
All right.
So, all right. And besides, I didn't want to do breakfast because we are getting to the park early, family.
Well, now you're not going to be able to plan any meals around park hours. You're going to have to use all your park hours.
Yeah. Well, not really. Not if the hours are like they are, or the crowds are like they are.
That's true.
You might be able to be done in the park with 4 hours, and you're not going to have to stand in line to meet characters.
Yeah, I hope things will begin to shift.
I do too.
Soon, you know, because it's like, you know, if there was a late option that I could flop over to at night, you know, if I could go have dinner at Epcot late, like that's a nice option. So maybe
and that's a good question. Can I? So say I have gone into Magic Kingdom and I'm done for the day.
Well, here's that super. You can't know. Okay. Already answered your question. What's super interesting is there's an annual pass that I think is the after five pass for Epcot. Like I could have bought that. What time is Epcot? What's the new Epcot closing hour?
I think 6.
Yeah. So congratulations. You could come for an hour.
Yeah.
On your pass. I got that pass costs Florida residents like $150 or something. But
yeah, which is what a normal ticket for the day costs.
But still, I'd be leaving Bob some voicemails over that. So who knows, man? We'll get there. 2020 is like a kidney stone. We're just waiting to get out, and screaming the whole way out. Apparently, so
I think I saw yesterday. Yesterday said we had 145 days left. So today, Sunday, what day is this? Sunday,
the 9th.
The 9th. Recording. We have 144 days left in 2020.
Yeah, so we could just get through it.
Yep.
And
grin and bear it, people. Grin and bear it.
Well, we'll see you guys next time from our little corner booth in top of the world, which we keep saying that, but apparently it's closed. We didn't even know. We're standing in the hallway of the Bay Lake Tower, banging on the door.
Let us in.
I'm Terry Weaver.
And I'm going home the next time you hear from me.
And we'll see you next time.